Hello, everybody. We are live from the bunker. Day 7,000. Imagine if it becomes many years, like if the variant just keeps multiplying and the bunker just becomes day 90, year 9 in the bunker. We'll be fine, though. That's right, we're in the bunker. I'm Eddie Pepitone. Our guest today is Sean Conroy, comedian extraordinaire. I believe Sean is in New York still. He drove across country, and he'll be joining us from New York. And we'll have both coasts covered. We are in a tremendous predicament here in the United States. We have this pandemic that we are getting vaccinated. The only thing I can say is lucky we have a theme song. There it is. There it is. That's show business, folks. That's show business. It's only Tuesdays. I have to get that song updated. It says Tuesdays. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the bunker. Yes, indeedy doo-dah. Let's go to the news as we wait for Sean. There's Sean. All right. We will try. Yeah, there's the request by Sean. And
our first segment is something called Fucko of the Week. And there he is. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how are you? Not too bad.
Quite a predicament as a nation, eh?
What are you talking about?
Well, I hope you're not in some kind of bubble where you don't feel the pain of this country.
I read social media. I pay attention.
Are you still in New York?
I am.
I'm in New York right now. New York? Were you for the crowd, for the audience?
What am I saying? Sorry, I'm having trouble with my audio right now. Let me see if I can.
We're having a little audio. Sean is having a little bit of a trouble. He's buffering. It's a yes. Garrett says Sean is falling through time. Sean, you may have to log off. Oh, there you are. How is it now?
It's not good. These are just blocking my ears. There's nothing coming through them.
Is that you do right to just have sound not come in? I think they're called. Yeah. I have noise canceling headphones myself, and they're really nice. They're really nice, actually. Hey, so how is it out there in New York? Is it cold?
It's very cold.
Quite a bit. You've been getting slammed over there with snow, and you're really a Californian at this point.
I know. Yeah.
What's your reaction to that kind of precipitation?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I'm such a guy who just loves to be out on the beach with his board and taking waves. And here I am, and there's an ice storm going on. Not to bring up great movies. I lost you. I can't hear anything. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure it's my fault. That's how I move through the world. Just taking responsibility for everything. the whole thing with the insurrection at the Capitol, I feel personally responsible for that.
I think you were on the right side of that, you know.
Was anybody really on the wrong side? Everybody made great points.
So you can hear me now?
Yes, now I can. But I'm just afraid that this is terrible.
A lot of people are enjoying this right now.
Oh, okay. Somebody's writing echo in the chat.
Sound inputs. Is it me, you think?
No, I think it's me. Like I said, most things are my fault.
Help us then. Would it be change your location? And that would be funny if the podcast were just about talking about how can we make this better.
Is it possible to call your internet provider and get a better router in 15 minutes?
Yeah, people are saying it's both of us. Visually, it's really good. Yes, both of you blaming each other.
Frustrating. I don't know what to do. Hold on, let me go see if I can get your phone and see if that helps.
Now, folks, is my sound okay? Eddie is in and out. Sean is space echoes. Oh, God. Oh, Sean left to, how is my sound now? Give me a thumbs up if my sound is okay. Give me a thumbs up if it's okay, or just tell me, is the sound still shitty? Maybe I should leave and come back. Well, Sean did that. Turn it off and on again. It is okay. Too much distance. It is okay. Okay, so my sound's okay. Hopefully... Sean's, well, let's talk about the fucko of the week while Sean is getting his act together. The fucko of the week is Bruce Springsteen shilling for Jeep. Can you guys talk? yes, Bruce Springsteen shilling for Jeep while pandering for the country to meet in the middle and find compromise. Well, Bruce, the middle in this country is already the right wing. Nice try, fucko. Hi, everybody who's saying hi. By the way, he's back. Just request to join. You're not, so Sean's coming through your, oh, I see. So the earbuds, I'm going to kill these earbuds. I'm going to kill them. Oh, boy. Things are falling apart. Okay.
Is this better?
I think it's better.
I can't hear myself echoing anymore. It sounds better.
I took off my stupid earbuds. Okay, so the fucko of the week.
Oh, I thought you were stripping for a second, starting with the earbuds, then the glasses, then maybe the hat comes off, you know. Somebody who's very
It would be funny if there was a strip club that only involved the head, you know, and it's like these, you know what it was? I think it was my earbuds.
I still take responsibility. I shouldn't have gotten you those earbuds.
Why do we blame ourselves? Because you had a podcast called Sean Gets Happier, and I don't know if you ever delved into that issue. But why?
Guilt, shame.
Yes, I know. But why do we have the guilt and shame?
I don't know. I was just talking about that with somebody the other day who was quoting a friend of theirs saying, guilt is such a useless emotion. It does nothing for you. All it does is make you feel bad. Like anger, anger leads to fear. Fear leads to hate. I mean, I don't want to get into a whole Yoda thing now, but you know, happiness is good for your health. Anger makes you, you know, more willing to take action. But guilt is just useless because all you do is lambaste yourself. And I don't mean to throw cooking terms at you.
Yes, yes. Guilt is. Guilt can be a very, very negative emotion, you mm-hmm. know. And it's a way, it's just, it's something I've suffered from, you know.
Yeah. Well, guilt is also a thing that other people can say that you are. Like, that guy is guilty.
That's true.
You know? But when you say it about yourself, you feel it. What's the point, you know? But I do feel that all the time. I feel guilty right now that I'm even talking about this.
So it's guilt in action right now, GIA. Let's see. Somebody said, without guilt, how do I control my kids' behavior?
That is going to have long-term repercussions. I don't disagree that that's a way to control kids, but that's something they'll have to deal with their therapist down the line. And hopefully it won't be like me dealing with my therapist where I would have to stop in the middle of every session and go, are you sleeping right now? What's going on? Why are your eyes closed? And apparently she had very dry eyes is what she told me. So she had to.
You know what? The therapists are very good at coming up with little excuses like that because they deal with the mind. They deal with human behavior. So, right.
Well, depending on what kind of therapist. If it's a physical therapist, they're dealing with the body, but, you know.
You know, I wouldn't mind if my physical therapist closed their eyes. You know what I mean? Because I currently have tennis elbow and also a shoe.
Well, I mean, you get that from all the years of tennis you played, you know? How many times did I say to you, stop playing so much tennis, you're going to wear out your elbow?
Do you know that there is an actor in Hollywood named Norman Lloyd who's about 103 now, and he still plays tennis? This is a true story.
That's a great thing about tennis is if you keep playing, you can play until you die, basically. You could just keep going.
No, but isn't that amazing? Like, my dad is 88, and he cannot move, sort of. Right. You know what I mean?
He barely gets by on the croquet pitch.
I love croquet because it's very mellow. And also, Everhart mentioned shuttlecock elbow. I like what is that game? It's not called shuttlecock.
Are you talking about masturbation, that game?
Badminton. It's badminton. I used to love, yes, Norman Lloyd is still alive. Leanne from Australia.
For now.
It's amazing. By the way, Norman Lloyd is 103, 104, and he's not even at the top of the list to get vaccinated here in L.A., right now, they're doing the cast of, I wish I could think of a sitcom. They're doing the cast of.
I heard it was NCIS. They wanted to get more NCIS versions on CBS. So
they're vaccinating.
Mark Harmon is at the top of the list.
Oh, man.
NCIS? I think he is.
By the way, I want to pay homage to. Homage to a great actor that I saw do a one-man show a few years ago, Christopher Plummer.
I thought you were talking about me because I did have a one-man show that went to the U.S. Comedy
so
Arts
did
Festival.
I. Yeah. So did I, that you directed, and I'm still waiting to do something with that show. Why does it take us, and this could be a source of guilt, why does it take us to move on our careers?
You know, it's funny. I was hoping you could tell me why my career hasn't gone the way I hoped it would, you know?
I think we're uncompromising. on the one hand, you know, I think we're uncompromising. Like, I feel like me and you, or you and I, whatever your
us, or we,
I feel
no
like
sotros, no sotros, they say in Espanol.
I don't speak the other languages, but I think that we are very uncompromising as far as being comedians. And if there's one thing that Hollywood, I think, doesn't like, is uncompromising fellas.
They want you to compromise.
They want you to compromise.
Well, they want you to compromise, and they also want you to have a TikTok. You have a TikTok? Are you doing the TikToks?
By the way, I was signed up for TikTok.
I signed up for all of them. I was on TikTok. I was on Ding Dong. Ding Dong was all, it was all door-to-door salesmen, you know, and I got tired of it after a while. And witches also.
Witches? What is witches?
I don't know. I was just, I don't know.
But I just think that as far as Hollywood goes, you know, we don't want to play ball with them.
Right.
We don't.
I'll play ball. It's just that they took their ball and went back to Hollywood. I haven't been able to play with them, you know?
By the way, do you miss L.A. now that you're out of it?
Well, I mean, not particularly right now, because I was just in my apartment. I missed my apartment, you know, because I knew how things worked there. You know, I'm here and I'm staying at my parents' house and nothing... You know how you go to somebody else's place and they understand how everything works? And yes. You're like, nothing here.
Like jiggle the handle on the toilet.
All you have to do is stand on one foot and sing the Marseillaise, you know, the French battle hymn. Do that and then turn the cable on and it works fine.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, nothing works right, you know?
And here are the lyrics to the French national anthem. Like, the lyrics are right over the toilet.
I swear to God, just turning on the dishwasher is like getting into the mines of Moria, you know?
I don't know the reference, but one thing
good
I'll
for
tell
you, that means you had a childhood that was very social.
Oh, really? I kind of did. I mean, I was always, you know, like any little kid, I loved being outside, you know. I had a couple of bad things happen to me outside.
All right. Well, that's not, you know, that's,
but
for
more
your,
bad,
that's for your physical therapist to close their eyes at.
That's true. You know what I find about physical therapists, and you tell me if you agree, I find they don't do a hell of a lot.
I can neither confirm nor deny, because I never have really worked with a physical therapist.
Wait a minute. You've had a lot of physical problems. You have.
Well, and none of them have gotten better, you know, because of lack of physical therapists in my life.
Wow. No, I would have thought you would have worked with some kind of physical therapy. Like, you're a runner. You've done a lot of jogging. And I thought maybe.
Walking. Some perambulating, little bit of sprinting now and then, you know, variety of forward motions at different speeds.
You know, there's a lot of variance happening out here in Los Angeles. How about over there?
I have not seen any. To me, it all seems the same. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's so hard to keep track of at this point. Like, everything's changing all the time, you know? This COVID, boy, oh boy. I will say I was very happy. I'm at my parents' house right now, and I took my mother to get her second vaccine shot today. So that was like a big load off my mind.
Already know? The second one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that
just
is
so two more to go. I don't know if that's the same in LA, but you know,
just
in New
two
York.
More to go. It's four. You have to get a series of four shots over a period of 3 weeks, and then you come back for an eight shot. I actually
two are needles and two are whiskey.
I went for an audition for I auditioned to be a South African variant the other day, and it went pretty well.
Did you do the accent? Is that how they know it was a South African?
Yeah, let me try the accent, because me and Sean, we've had a lot of fun. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun with accents. Mm. I was the master of the hybrid accent, where I would start out in Swedish and I would end in Indian, usually. But let's see. My South African
burp wrangler.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about that before I went on with you, because I was drinking a soda and I was like, "Ooh, I don't want to burp with Conroy." So here's my South African accent. I auditioned to be the variant.
Okay. You want me to set you up?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I'm going to be a scientist, and I'm a French scientist who's just, seeing this doesn't recognize this particular spiked protein and is confused.
Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. South African variant. Take one, auditioning for a new Hulu show. Hello there.
I don't see who you are. Who are you? I have never seen you before.
Wait a minute. Can we stop 1 second? You shouldn't do an accent, because this is my, you know what I mean? And first of all, I don't know if you can hear.
Okay, no. I got you. So I'm a French doctor.
Yeah.
Who spent a tremendous amount of time at American universities. So he has barely any trace of an accent.
Yes, a tremendous amount of time, you know.
He bounced from university to university in the United States.
Yeah. And I'm South African. And I haven't heard the South African accent a lot, but that's one thing the improv artist, or the artist in general, has to do.
Accents.
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to get to that. Is that we have to have fine tuning on the ear, which is, by the way, why I constantly clean my ears, because a buildup in there will, you know.
Disaster.
Well, it'll defray my ability. If defray is the word I'm looking for, it'll defray my ability to, you know, hear someone acutely.
I hate to tell you this, but defray is not the word you were looking for.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Nikki said South African accents are hard to do. Well, au contraire, Nikki, I am about to do one. Let's start again, Sean. And by the way, me and Sean were in an improv company. You're in good hands here, Sean. As a matter of fact, is probably one of the world's best improvers. Okay.
I can almost say a whole word without pausing.
We both, by the way, I think this will give people an idea of what we did. We both performed in The Egg in Albany.
Beautiful theater. I love that theater.
Egg-shaped it was.
Hence the name. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they called it The Egg because it looked like an egg, or if it was called The Egg and then somebody was like, "Hey, it's called The Egg. What if we build it in the shape of an egg?" And somebody was like, "That's a great idea, Nick."
You're right, because a lot of times places
it's like, which came first, the egg or the egg, you know?
Okay, so let's start again. And you're the scientist. You've spent a great deal of time. I love improv, and I love the buildup to a scene more than
I was born in Blois, in the Loire Valley, in France.
Yes.
Blois. There's a very famous chateau there in Blois.
By the way, have you ever done The Moth?
Had sex with?
What? Have you ever done The Moth, a storytelling show? This is not related to the South African variant sketch.
Okay.
Have you ever?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah. What? What's the what? Why? What is that? What's the significance of that?
Well, somebody wrote a moth. I don't think it was about the moth, the show. My date then was a moth as I was a young spider. I don't know what the hell that means, but I think storytelling shows can be very interesting.
I agree 100%. I think you're absolutely right about that. Storytelling, stories in general can be very interesting. Sometimes not, but yes.
I'm not a stand, like, as far as stand-up goes, though, I don't like to tell stories, you know? I feel like that is...
You're more of an observational guy. You're trying to point out the weaknesses in the social contract, for the most part.
Well, yeah. Well, Rousseau, I'm very influenced by Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Tom Hobbes.
By the way, Rousseau, born in Blois in France.
That's right. He didn't have much of it. Anyway, let's do the variant sketch. A lot of people are waiting.
Yeah. Okay. I see that you are someone I don't recognize. By the way, I am not American, despite the way I speak. Who are you?
Well, hello. I am down here.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you. We're going to go in a different direction for this character.
What do you mean?
We're giving him a different accent because we see.
It has to be a South African like the Brits. The Brits have a variant, but that, you know, that was picked up by Peacock, not Hulu. So I have to do the South African accent. You know, Seth MacFarlane is the voice of Peacock or the face of the Peacock network.
I was asked to be the body of Peacock.
Are you a body double?
I turned it down.
Let's try the South African variant once more.
Okay. One more time.
Ready?
I don't recognize you. Where do you come from, Spiky Protein?
I'm from this part of the...
All right, hold on. I didn't get it. By the way, you know, when I audition, I'm pretty prepared, and this is kind of off the cuff. Mm-hmm. Like, when I audition, I will start thinking about... Josh said, how about doing a New Yorker who has moved to South Africa? See, I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
Hello, here's South Africa. Hello, mate. I'm a new variant. I'm a new variant. What's that? That's Australian. I'm doing Australian.
I love that we're on this weird Instagram thing and you're still getting heckled.
Hello. I'm the new variant and I'm a chimney sweep at that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going Cockney now.
Yeah. I got a note, and it says a bit of Dutch, maybe Dutch. Why don't you start it again, and we'll try it. We have a lot of news to get through.
Let's do some news. I think we've exhausted the South African variant. It's almost like we need a new variant, which shouldn't be a problem because I feel like they're coming along every few days at this point.
Well, that's what a virus does. A virus is just trying to stay alive, I think, right?
It goes viral. Yeah, it's a virus.
This virus must have made a great video, huh? All right, so here we go. news of the day.
TikTok.
Today kicks off the second Trump impeachment trial in the Senate. He will likely get exonerated again, which I can't believe, but cable news ratings are going to soar. I think that's very true, that cable news will totally fucking soar, right?
Oh, it's very much going to soar. The ratings are going to soar, you know.
No, but the fact that he's not going to get...
It'll be like they spread their wings and caught an updraft, and then they're just, you know, out there soaring.
Well, you know,
they're going to stop flapping. They'll just be soaring.
You know what's hilarious is as much as CNN and MSNBC decried, if that's the word I'm looking for, Trump, you know, they were aghast at Trump. They were winking, making money off mm-hmm. of his lunacy. And he was great for the cable networks. And, you know, that's what they love. They love that shit. And because they have to manufacture, what? Drama. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, have you seen an episode of This Is Us? It's like that, you know?
I've never seen it, no.
I auditioned.
Right. For who? For which part?
Again, I was, this time I was just a pharmacist from South Africa. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, I can see that you're, hello, how are you?
Yes, sir. Can you just stick to the dialogue in the script, please? He gave you lines to memorize.
Do you want me to pulverize? I don't know why I'm, you know, leaning toward French when it's like little Dutch, little German, and
No, I mean, I don't disagree British. With you that I don't disagree with you that Trump is great for the cable news ratings. But at the same time, what's the answer? Do they ignore him? Do they agree with him? Do they say, our top story tonight, the weather? Also, the president is doing a wonderful job. Like, I just feel like
situation. I agree with you to an extent there, but they also helped get him elected.
Oh, 100%.
A big way, because they would cover his lunatic speeches.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he started off his candidacy by saying, all Mexicans are rapists. That's how he started off. That was his platform.
Right. Well, he was on an escalator, too, which just looked so, I mean, of all.
Well, he came down.
It was escalators are the most powerful, I think. You know, you want to be seen.
Escalation mm-hmm. is something that we have to be careful about. Yeah, a dumpster fire. Yeah, so anyway, Trump is, you know, so I think the cable news networks now, like, yeah, have you ever seen Chris Cuomo? By the way, he cracks me up. He's got his teeth just kind of come at you, and he's always giving nicknames to his guests. Am mm-hmm. I right? Have you ever seen Chris Cuomo?
I've seen quite a bit of Chris Cuomo, but I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan, right?
You're welcome on my program anytime, my brother. Yes. I love you, D Lemon. I love you. Like,
there you go.
Because I've watched a lot of that stuff over the last few years, probably way too much. And yep. Watching the amount of time that the banter between Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo has slowly expanded has been absolutely horrific. I mean, there's like 10 minutes now that overlaps between Chris Cuomo's program and Don Lemon's program where it's just like, I love you, buddy. I love you, my brother. Well, what do we do, my brother? You know, like, I just say the fucking news, man. I'm not tuning in to see you guys be brothers. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're way too chummy. But whoever Cuomo, you know, and by the way, I wonder how he got that gig. I wonder if he's a little connected. What is his father? Is his father Andrew?
His brother is Andrew. His father is Mario. His grandfather was Geppetto Cuomo, who built Pinocchio. I don't know if you remember that story.
I do. I was raised with Pinocchio. Aaron, my buddy Aaron, and your buddy Aaron, he said Ted Cruz's dad killed Kennedy and called Cruz's wife fat. That dude still defends Trump. Look up Cuckold. It's Ted Cruz's photo. And I don't know what that's in reference to.
No, Trump said that about Cruz. He said Cruz's father killed Ken or was involved in the conspiracy.
Is that right?
Kennedy. Oh yeah, there was a whole thing, and then he called Cruz's wife ugly, and Trump said all these things, and now Cruz can't fight hard enough in favor of Trump. I mean, it's really pathetic, you know.
Unreal. Do you know that Chris Cuomo got into a fight with someone who called him Fredo? Mm-hmm. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Fredo.
It was all over Parler. I was on Parler, and they were talking about it quite a bit.
I don't go near, I'm afraid to go on a right wing website, mm-hmm. because I don't know how to make a phony name on the internet. Like, I don't know how to create a phony name. My name is always like Blair and Eddie Pepitone. I just come on to Parler.
You go on Parler and your name is Eddie Pepitone, the real Eddie Pepitone, who's actually Eddie Pepitone in real life.
Yeah. And in a way they don't believe it because,
why are you so insistent that that's your name? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going with the news. It's good.
Please.
It's good so far, huh?
Who else do you love on CNN? My favorite is Wolf Blitzer because everything is a disaster, you know?
As far as like just all everything is horrible.
Just his voice all the time is, you know, all right, we'll be back in just a moment with more from the Situation Room. There's lots of thing. Breaking news. We just got a report that, you know, and it's just like, dude, take a breath.
Yeah. Hey, can someone tell me what the term doxed means? Do you know, Sean? D-O-X-X-E-D? Like when you get doxed on the internet? I was just reading an article about the alt right.
D-O-X-X-X was a movie I saw about an urgent care where people would go in the room and fuck. Dox.
No.
Doxing is when they put your name and your address and your phone number out on the internet, you know?
Oh, shit. Why do they call it doxing?
Because of the movie. That's what happened in the movie I saw.
All your personal info is published, says Gal. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How did they get it?
And by the way, feel free to call Eddie at 212-555-555-555.
555-555-555. All right, let's keep going with the news, because I think once you start talking about doxing, I think it's scary, huh?
Yeah, well, both of us, I think, are lucky that we didn't end up down on the docks.
The value – here's another news item.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad the ear thing worked out, the earbud thing.
Well, I took them out. And now it's working, and I'm really pissed at it all, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really pissed at it all. Let me put him back in. Yeah.
You froze for a second.
I know. How is it now? Is the sound still good?
It's worse, but it's okay.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get this. All right, so here's another news item.
Yeah.
The value of Bitcoin is now over $47,000.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
I don't.
I don't either. I don't have any. That's the storyline for Rocky VII. He gets doxed, Josh. That's very funny. That's a very funny thing.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really. Bitcoin has never struck my fancy in any way. Like, I've never tried to figure out what it is, how it works, how to get it, how to sell it, how to make money off it. It just doesn't do anything for me. It's part of that whole internet economy that I don't totally understand, you know?
Well, I don't know about that because it's pretty widespread and a lot. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not like some kind of underground thing mm-hmm. anymore, you know?
Sure.
47, Elon Musk. Oh, right. Elon Musk bought $1.5 billion worth last night of mm-hmm. Bitcoin.
He's gonna fly it up into space and drop it into the atmosphere and see what happens, you know.
Is it something physical? I thought Bitcoin
No, you're right. He's gonna fly up into space with his computer that has a record of his Bitcoin. and drop that into the atmosphere.
I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, Bitcoin is up to 47K right now. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Which will just get richer.
Bitcoin, like, why is it called Bitcoin? What's the deal with Bitcoin? Why is it called, what is it a bit? What, who bit it? Who bit the,
anyway. That's a sign, you're doing some good Seinfeld stuff. What is the deal? What is the deal with Bitcoin? Do I get just a little bit? So projections are that it could reach 500,000K in the next couple of years.
Right. So you should definitely buy some, because if you put 47,000 in now, make, you know, 453K in 5 years, which is a huge return on your investment.
That's from Steve Fine Arts. He just shot me that information, but he says, I just lost 3,000 in the GameStop thing. So don't listen to me. He did. He lost $3,000 in the GameStop.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's me too. I'm always losing $3,000 here, $4,000 there. I mean, it's good that I roll with such deep pockets, because otherwise I'd be in trouble, you know?
It is good. It is good that, you know, for me, that I don't have any money to toss around. Like, I would have tossed around some money on the Super Bowl, which, by the way, the Super Bowl, here's another news item. The Super Bowl viewership dipped to the lowest audience since 2006, which I don't get, because I would be thinking everybody be watching the game with COVID happening.
They're all inside. So where are you going to go except watch the game? I found the football season hard to follow this year, just because of the COVID stuff. You know, I was too busy checking, refreshing for new variants on my computer to be able to watch a game.
What's
going on in South Africa? How high is Bitcoin? You know?
Oh man, how is the New York COVID? It isn't as bad as it is in LA, huh? New York got it under control.
No, the COVID here mostly just goes, you know, drives by the window in waves. Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, how you doing? That's New York COVID, you know. How you doing? How you doing over there? How you doing? You know.
Hey, are you vaccinating me? Are you vaccinating me? So yeah, did you watch the Super Bowl, by the way? Let's talk a little about that for a little bit.
I did. I found it not that interesting.
Really? I loved it.
Really?
I hate Brady, but I was rooting for Brady because I found him, I always go for the underdog, and also JPP, the former Giant.
Guy who blew his hand off. Yeah.
He blew his hand off with fireworks, which to me, that kind of really reinforced that old warning about fireworks. Like, really, really be careful.
Fireworks in morning, guy who's holding them, take warning. Fireworks at night, you'll blow your hand off.
I don't think he did it at night. I believe it was daytime.
That's the best time for fireworks, is in the daytime when you can barely see them.
Well, people just like that goddamn noise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Big Bang.
Yes.
Which, by the way, a great sitcom, by the way. And also a wonderful way for the universe to come about.
You're the guy who's like, just, he praises everything, like, terrific sitcom. also like, just a great way for the universe to come about.
Hey, cheers. By the way, great sitcom. Also a fun thing to do at a sports outing, you know?
Yes. Also great that the Brits love that saying. It's great that the Brits use that. By the way, that is kind of a nice thing. I have a few friends across the pond, and that cheers is this very cool way to say goodbye, to say hello, to say a lot of stuff. You know, we don't have that. We don't have that. We have, like, Bitcoin and, hey.
Oligarch. Soaring. The media is soaring.
But I did enjoy watching Tampa Bay beat the favorites, you know.
Yeah, I was rooting for Kansas City. I really was. And so I was a little disappointed. Not that disappointed, because I ultimately...
Right. We didn't have a dog. We didn't have a dog in that fight.
No, no. It's hard to watch a fight with no dog, you know.
See, those are the... Okay, so the CDC...
And by the way, Dogfight, great movie. Was that Leonardo DiCaprio, I think?
Are you talking about the World War II Flying Aces?
I think you're thinking of the Tuskegee Airmen.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Did Tom Brady pay for a new yacht with a PPP loan?
I think there was some whole thing about his company. His company took PPP money, and then he.
What is PPP, by the way? What is PPP?
It's like a different version of Bitcoin. Like Bitcoin, you know, people just like to come up with fancy names for money. PPP loan, you know, Bitcoin. PPP loans are up.
No. It's a pandemic. It must have been a pandemic loan. Which I don't understand Tom Brady. That would be funny if Congress was targeting NFL quarterbacks to give them more money than they already look. And I could see like Chuck Schumer going, you know, we have a lot of Daniel
Chuck
Jones.
Schumer going,
yeah, there he is.
Chuck Schumer going. We had to give Daniel Jones some money. We need to make sure he pays it back. It's a PPP loan. It's not Bitcoin. It's not something you hold on to for 5 years and make $453,000.
And I'll be Nancy Pelosi. I'll be Nancy Pelosi standing next to you with her neck scarf. That's right. That's right. And we did make sure that they got the money.
Okay. I mean, it's almost like they were here with us, you know.
So how about this, Sean? Because you drove to New York. By the way, I haven't driven cross country in so many years. What was that like? You drove all the way from LA to New York, I guess, to be safe for the pandemic, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that logically makes sense, but that was how I was feeling. I didn't want to be on a plane, so I decided to drive. And I did it in 4 days.
That's amazing.
It was a lot of driving. It was weird staying at hotels. But I will say that every place I stayed, there were lots of other people there. Like, there was very clearly not a lot of people going, we shouldn't be staying in a hotel because of this pandemic, you know?
Do you think it's because people are really fatigued from the pandemic, or just they're tired in general? I feel
exhausted. Well, that's why they stay at hotels, is because they're tired. Like, you get to a point on the road and you're like, I am so fatigued right
now. I know. But you did it in 4 days, which to me is amazing, you know, that you just, to me, it's sort of, that sounds like Fury Road.
It sounds like what?
Fury Road, the last Mad Max movie.
Yeah. I mean, I got pulled over twice by the cops on my way.
That's right. You told me.
And so it was kind of crazy. I just wanted to get back here for a variety of reasons that I won't get into. Mm-hmm. But. It was nerve-wracking to me to keep going into the, because you check into a hotel and you're like, holy shit, this thing is 3/4 full. Like, and I do tend to see hotels as 3/4 full. A lot of people see them as 1/4 empty, but I see them as 3/4 full.
Well, and you've always been an optimist when it comes to hotels specifically. Yeah. Everything else, not so much, but you are an optimist when it comes to roadside travel.
But then I'm wearing my mask, and the person behind the desk is wearing a mask, and then they're going, also, just so you know, we have a continental breakfast right there. You can get cereal or oranges or coffee in the morning. So feel free. A lot of the guests love the content. So like, I'm like, really, there's like people mingling in the lobby at 7 a.m., you know, yeah. while this right. goddamn
and I think at 7 a.m. and 7 a.m., by the way, anathema to me. And I think to you as well, you're not an early riser. You're someone who enjoys life. Mm-hmm. I don't think mm-hmm. at 7 a.m. people are going, hey, that's only 5 feet, Al. Right, right. Excuse me, sir, but that looks like it's.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some people are probably like, you know, well, the virus won't be up at 7 a.m., so I'll be safe then. You know, like they don't. But what they don't realize is the mm-hmm. South African variant is on a totally different schedule because of the time change.
Hello. I am the yeah. South African variant. I get up very early.
Yeah. To me, it's midnight. You know? I haven't been to bed yet.
Can you see? Can you tell that I am the South African variant? I'm going to work on it. I am going to work on it. Because I really do want to book work and go on a set where the virus is a possibility.
By the way, I did do that. Have you worked during all of this
yeah,
at all?
I have twice. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Scary. Yeah.
It is. I mean, I was lucky I didn't get anything. Right. You know, but right. You know, because they're careful. Well, you get tested a lot. Did you get tested mm-hmm. a lot?
I did, you know. But I got tested 2 days before, and then I mm-hmm. went in to work, and, you know,
my thing about testing
in those 2 days.
Well, my thing about testing is I'm not very good at math, and they're mm-hmm. constantly coming at me with, I thought we were going to get tested on nuclear subatomic physics, but anyway.
See, I, you know, I was not worried because I've always been a good test taker. You know, since the Iowa test when I was a kid, then the SAT. So I was like, yeah, give me the COVID test. I got no problem. Spelling tests. You know, I know now spelling is sort of vilified as like, who cares? But I was always very good at it. I could spell anything.
Oh, I think I very vilified. That just slipped by me that spelling is vilified. Well, yeah, because there's a rampant anti-intellectual threat in this country. I don't know if threat is the word I'm looking for, but there's an anti-intellectualism.
An anti-intellectual threat.
No, people don't like it when other people are smart. I mean, years ago,
I know, which means like I'm fucked. I'm fucked, you know, because I'm a smart
guy. No, you're
guy.
Very,
I'm gonna,
yeah.
I'm going to
you're bright.
Know. I'm going to make sure people know that I am smart. You know,
you're a bright guy, and I've seen you get tossed out of dumb diners. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when me and you were in the Waffle House, and I remember you were talking about how the universe got started, and the Waffle House waitress was like, "What do you want?" And I thought,
and I was like, I want to explain to you how certain atoms collided, and there was a release of energy. And from that,
hey Al, I need an entropy over easy. It would be funny if the Waffle House was kind of like all their dishes based on the Big Bang. Nebulae on the half, a nebula.
Yeah. That,
so anyway, here's the thing. The CDC is considering, we only have five minutes left, by the way. The CDC is considering all domestic flyers to test negative for COVID to help ease the spread.
Say that again. What's happening with the CDC?
The CDC, which Dr. Fauci, which I believe you said you knew him or somebody yeah. knew him was, in your.
No. In 93, he and I were roommates in New York City. It was a big loft apartment. They had built smaller bedrooms on all four corners.
And please, I could see you. Look, Dr. Fauci, that's what you called him, even though he's your roommate. Dr. Fauci. Could you do the fucking dishes every once in a while, please? You know, you pretend that you give a damn about
all you do is go for walks and talk about AIDS.
Right. Back then it was AIDS, right?
Try cleaning a dish once in a while.
Hey, Fauci, Dr. Fauci, I'm sorry. Could you do something more than obsess over, you know, microbiology? You know, get your head out of your ass of a microscope. All right. So they're going to test. I don't know how they're going to, all right.
Boy, that was a lot of starting and no finishing.
Oh my God. So the CBO, which I'm not sure what that is, has an impact on whether laws can make it through reconciliation, has said that raising minimum wage to $15 will lift 900,000 people out of poverty, but will cost 1.4 million jobs by 2025. Bernie and the progressives are fighting to keep this as part of the COVID relief bill. Mm-hmm. I say let's spread the money around. Let's, you know, it's ridiculous that, like, what is it? I don't know. A few billionaires own more than half the American population. Let's just start taking their money. Do you know that during the Eisenhower administration, and I know you're a big fan of Dwight Eisenhower, or you were, Ike? Have an Ike?
I like Ike.
That was the saying.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Advertising.
It's too bad because nobody ever loved him. You know, he died unloved just because his name rhymed with like.
He did die on love, but he died very liked. Yes. He died extremely liked.
He got so many likes during his life.
Before it was fashionable.
Yeah.
To get likes.
You couldn't even get it on the, there was no internet. You couldn't get it on the internet. People would just walk up and stick little heart stickers on him, you know?
That's right. I remember Zuckerberg. Well, so anyway, yeah. All right. I think we've covered everything.
I think we've covered nothing.
Well, you know, you can only do so much in an hour, you know.
That's true. That is true.
Do you want to plug anything? Charlie, yeah. Come on, sweetheart.
I want to plug my podcast. The okay. Long Shot, which is still going, mm-hmm. and you're going to be a guest this Saturday, so that'll come out next week. And then I want to plug my website. If you go to my website, it has everything about me, and you can sign up for my weekly newsletter.
It's the mothership. It's the mothership of your way to contact you.
SeanConroy.com. So go there and find out everything there is to be.
And I recommend. Found out. I recommend Sean's newsletter. It's your writing.
Why do you recommend my newsletter? Why do you do that?
Because I find your writings to be very. I would say you remind me of your writing is kind of like Vonnegut, which is a great compliment. It's very kind of whimsical. It's got, you know, a cynicism, but you can sense that optimism is somewhere, except when you speak about hotels, then it's flipped on that.
Right.
Kind
of thing. It's one quarter positive and three quarters negative in hotels.
Oh, Aaron just said Sean Conroy gets happier on YouTube for video of The Long Shot.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. I complimented my compliment, but so anyway, I do like your newsletter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It always means a lot when somebody like you tells me that they appreciate it. A lot of people don't say anything, and then, you know, I don't know anything.
I don't understand.
Anything, I don't know.
Right.
You know?
Right. I don't understand why, you know, like you'll finish Like in a comedy club, if nobody's has any reaction, that's not good. Right. And a lot of the owners of the clubs or the managers, you know, who's ever in charge, they will be like, I don't know if we rebook this fella, nothing,
right?
You know.
Right. If you're up in front of an audience and you finish and the audience is just sitting there and they go, huh, that's not good. But I send my newsletter out and I hear nothing. And that's just the nature of newsletters, is because you don't read it all together, you know?
Yeah. Yes. And so,
it's a lonely process.
I miss the days of fireside chats. I mean, I wasn't alive when that was going on. We do have
fireplace. That was Ike Eisenhower is the one who started the fireside chats.
I think it was FDR.
Agree to disagree.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
I believe I'm going to be. Oh well, you put them up whenever, but you asked me to be on your podcast.
We're going to record this Saturday, so it'll come out this week. And if people go on YouTube and find the Sean Conroy Gets Happier channel on YouTube and subscribe to it, you'll get the episode of the podcast
video
that Eddie is on. The video of it, yes, not just
and that's going to be me, you, and Joe Wagner.
I believe so, yes.
And for those people who don't know Joe, it's going to be pretty funny. I haven't seen Joe. I haven't talked to Joe in forever. How is he? Not well, I'm imagining.
Well, I think you'll find out this Saturday. And by the way, for people who are disappointed that this is ending right now, I should point out that Neil Katyal is going live with Katie Couric right now. If you want to flip over to that and check out what's going on. I mean, my recollection of Katyal and Couric is that they do an amazing South African auditioning for a COVID variant thing.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for coming on. I'm sorry I short shrifted you on that last bit there about Couric.
And then Katyal.
I don't know who Joe claims. Anyway, thank you, Sean. For coming by, and we'll see you Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Sean.
Thanks for watching, everybody. See you next time.
See, that's good. Sean is doing good. Well, everybody, thank you so much. That was Sean from New York City.
And do I have to sign off, or do you?
Yes, you do. For some reason, okay. I don't have the thing to sign.
So I could just stay here. I don't have.
You can photobomb this, you know, and more than a photobomb, this would be a video bomb. By the way, bombs going on. Nashville had a bomb. I'm watching Richard Jewell. Ah, there he goes. He left. Okay, I knew I could get him to leave if I mentioned Richard Jewell. that was Sean Conroy, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the once a week now bunker. I still have in the works a plan to do a new podcast and probably do this one here and there and make it available, but we're still going to go with the bunker until further notice, and I hope everyone stays safe. And have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.